This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We are not talking about the economy, are we? We're not talking about Donald Trump's foreign policy, winning on trade. We're not talking about housing values going up. We're not talking about the unemployment rate going down. We're not talking about the amount of money that's circulating back into the economy. We're not talking about the latest GDP numbers of America approaching $20 trillion, meaning it used to be 14 plus trillion, like 14.7 trillion. That was the worth of the American economy. Everybody at work. That number's gone up. It's almost $20 trillion. We're not talking about that. We're talking about football and kneeling, which, by the way, good that we are. Because while we're not talking about these other things, and I'm not happy about that per se, the things that we are talking about are putting our boot on the throat of liberalism. And this time, we're not letting up until there's no more movement. Liberalism must die. It can't end up in the hospital. It must die. And in order to kill it, you've got to show people there's a completely different way around it. Whenever the history books come back and try to rewrite, they're going to say, boy, during the time of Donald Trump and the Tea Party community, America thrived. See, here's what you'll never say. In the time of socialism, during the time of Barack Obama, everybody was doing great. No, they weren't. More people unemployed than in the history of this nation. Oh, well, the unemployment rate went down. Don't believe the hype. We never recovered to where our GDP was. Never. Not the entire time. Barack Obama, I believe, did not have over 3% growth in the entire presidency that he had. And he got money from Bush. He was printing money. I mean, literally, printing money. $1 trillion a year. And all he could do was keep us from imploding, as he put it. So to hear the left say, we set the stage for Donald Trump. You didn't set the stage. If Donald Trump had gotten an economy that had imploded, he would have fixed it. Because that's what you do when you know what you're doing. You fix stuff. So it would have been nothing. Donald Trump would have said, magic wand, so. It would have just been more dramatic. If he had handed Donald Trump, which I think he did actually, it was just covered up. But let's say he didn't print any money and we were, you know, unemployment stayed at 8%, whatever. All you'd see is the dramatic moves. You've seen dramatic moves already, folks. Stock market up 20-something percent, even while gold is going up. You know, you're seeing economies moving, indexes after index showing improvement, especially consumer confidence and people believing that they can get work. They're starting to spend money. I went through all this the other day just to show you guys what we're missing. But we're talking NFL, and we're talking Harvey Weinstein. And as much as I want to tell you that we need to be talking about these other things that I'm talking about now, no, we need to be talking NFL. We need to be talking Weinstein. These are things that are going to crush liberalism. It's going to put liberals finally out of their misery. They tell you you're too sanctimonious. You go, really? So we should have pedophiles and sexual harassers rampant? Unknowingly, we should have that? We should let, you know, these pretentious thugleets, is what I call them, these thugleets, be on the field protesting the American flag, the very country that gave them the opportunity to do what they do? We should allow for this? Or we should just keep quiet, right? We should allow their lie to be told. It should trump the truth. No, it shouldn't. And let me tell you, when we're done with the NFL, and when we're done with the leftists and their duplicitous nature about the war on women that they're fighting, right? They're fighting the war on women. They're trying to help. Women, we are trying to help you. Pay attention to us. We want to help you. Really? Okay, we're here. I'm here for you. Help me. And what do? They tell you, oh, Harvey, well, you know, he donates a lot of money to causes. We do a lot of charity work with Harvey. As the Congressional Black Caucus would tell you, you've got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. The problem is, if one of those eggs is your daughter, if one of those boys that gets passed around Hollywood is your kid, how would you feel about it? See, leftists don't worry about that stuff. They always tell you, if we could just save one. Well, in the case of Harvey, no big deal. If we could just save one, well, you know what? Okay, so what? Those NFL players don't give a crap about black people being killed in the cities where they play. The thing is, they do care about police officers killing black people. Yeah, that's what they really care about. You can't fight all the battles. I had one guy say that to me. Ask him, I go, well, what about this? What about that? Well, man, I mean, come on, Kev. You can't be fighting all the battles. Like the NFL. I'm asking this guy, why doesn't the NFL get involved in these community outreach programs that actually help these kids? It sends them to college and gets them off the streets and shows them that the thug life isn't the way to go. Why aren't they putting in programs to help these young thugleets to get out of their state of mind and go work with people that can help them hold on to their money so they can go back with a different attitude? And I could go on. Well, Kev, come on, man. They can't be working on everything. Oh, really? So their neighborhoods are not worth it. They themselves having money afterwards and learning how to deal with it is not worth it. Is that what you're telling me? Well, it is. It's what they're telling them. I heard estimates that the NFL ratings drop of 10% cost CBS, Fox News, Fox TV, NBC, and ESPN $200 million. I don't know if that some guy did the calculations and said every 10% costs $200 million. So they've been dropping, you know, 17, 19, 23%. You're looking at money lost. Keep in mind, that's money lost to the network. The networks, CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN, etc. They're losing $200 million. So you know they are going to make sure they get their pound of flesh out of the NFL. I don't care what they do. Liberalism is dangerous, people. We'll talk about that this segment. It's you know, we've covered stories that you wouldn't even believe are real if I didn't convince you of it. I didn't believe they were real when I found them. But you know what? Nothing surprises me in this crazy world. Kevin Jackson Show, come on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can find out more about me at KevinJackson.us. You can go to theblackshear.net. Send a note at KJRadio.com. I just want you to go check out what we do. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. We love hearing from you. So please do. Please give us a ring. It's a shocker to find out. You know, I'm back and forth to New York all the time doing stuff with Fox. And it's a shocker to find out that New York City has been targeted by terrorists. I know. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, big city targeted by terrorists. You know, it's so rare. When's the last time that happened? Somebody went. Anybody? When? When? Paris? Okay. Whatever. What else? What? Brussels? What? Cologne? Where? I mean, come on. Give me something. Give me a city. Oh, there's been a few? All right. I got you. Yeah. Exactly. After all de Blasio has done to help terrorists, and these ingrates would dare target New York City. I don't know about you, but that makes me mad. Targeting New York, the Big Apple, trying to take a, trying to blow a bite out of the Big Apple. Not just take a bite, blow a bite out of the Big Apple. It was, New York City was targeted. Remember that guy in Times Square tried to do the bomb or something and the cop saw him? Yeah. I don't know how long ago that was. And I guarantee there's been stuff in between there. I was in New York one time. I think I told you guys this. And we heard, bop, bop, like that, like a car backfired or something. And it was after a terror attack. Not, you know, it wasn't in the, maybe it was like San Bernardino or something. I don't remember. But I'll tell you this. When that thing backfired, it was like time just stood to, people just stopped. Like for a split second. And then this, I'm not kidding, it's like we all froze and then we just kept walking. And I don't know how much time I lost, but it was a second, a hot second. And I, you know, while I'm just kind of frozen, the minute I, you know, we all unfroze, I looked around and went like, did y'all hear that? And it was funny because you could see people looking around like, whoa. Yeah, it was strange. It was an eerie feeling, like right after 9/11, the first day I could fly. I can't remember when it was. Well, it wasn't the first day you could fly because I didn't fly right away. But it was within 2 weeks of them lifting the fly ban, I was flying. Getting on that plane was surreal. I mean, it was weird. That's when you know your mind can do some crazy things to you. You know, that can make you, you know, you have a traumatic experience and you just, oh, I don't want to drive. I don't want to go. I'm not. I get it. Because it was an eerie feeling. And I don't remember what terror attack had occurred earlier, but when I was in New York, man, when that car backfired, everybody, what was that? Wow. An ISIS-inspired terror plot targeting Times Square and the city's subways, aimed at killing thousands and making, quote, an ocean of blood, has been foiled. That's what authorities say. A trio of twisted wannabe terrorists, including a U.S. citizen, were planning to strike the city over the summer of 2016 during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. That's right. What better time to strike terror in the hearts and minds of the infidel than during your holy month? I mean, that's, now see, that's religion. That's somebody that takes it seriously. I don't know if the left does. Wow. New York needs to fall. It is a must. That's what Talha Haroon, a 19-year-old U.S. citizen living in Pakistan, said. Fortunately, Haroon made the proclamation to an undercover agent, and now all three men have been busted on terror charges. Three men. In the spring of 2016, Abdulrahman El Banaswasawi. I love pronouncing it. I'm going to get good at pronouncing these Arab names. I really am. And you know, I've talked about this before. How are we going to keep up with these guys? Everybody's got Al-Bahra-Hu-Ha-Al-Diz-El-Al-Yuhab-Hi-Ha. How will we know? And they all got it's tough to recognize people anyway. You throw a beard on them, all that hair, man, it's like, they all look the same. It's the same mugshot. Kevin, no, hey, Kevin, pick out the perp. You know, can I hear him talk? I want to kill all infidels. I'm not sure. Okay, next guy. I want to kill all infidels. Eyewitnesses, they say eyewitness testimony is very unreliable because you just don't notice stuff. And I don't know. I'm just saying, I can't pick these guys out of a lineup. I'm not going to lie. I just don't have that. I can't put that face together with all that facial hair and all that stuff. Man, they all look the same. They all look like Baghdadi or whatever. Now, I do know, what's his face? The one that we killed? It's Osama bin Laden and Obama shot. Yeah, I can pick him out. But I can't pick most of those guys out, man. They all look the same. Too easy to change their appearance. Anyway, this guy's name is Abdulrahman El Banaswasawi. I'll get it. 19-year-old Canadian. And Haroon, our guy, the U.S. guy, began planning the attack over messaging apps with an undercover posing as an ISIS supporter. So that's how we got him. Then they say they were getting up from Russell Salik, getting help rather, from Russell Salik, a 37-year-old living in the Philippines, who wired money to the U.S. to fund the attack. Now see, now there's a potential ruse right there. We all convert, you know, to radical Islam, get our Islamic names. We say to the governments of all these foreign, I mean, they're already ripping us off on oil, right? Don't be looking at me like I'm talking, like I'm doing something so conspiratorial. My producers, y'all, you better get some backbones. So here's my thing, audience. I'm not talking to you guys. Look, so we all get our Arab names, okay? And then we let people know that we are down for the cause, and we start getting them to send us money. Sounds like a plan to me. And so we tell them we're working, we're plotting, and we all get together and we go to, I don't know, not Starbucks, but we find us a conservative coffee shop, and we go there and we plot. And all we do is plot. We act like liberals. And when they say, why have you not done anything for us? What is the problem? We've sent thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we're in committee. We're in committee, and we are forming a new committee to understand why we have not yet done anything for you. Please send more money. Oh, man. I want to do this now. I'm serious. Who's gonna help me start this? If I didn't think that Trump would arrest me by accident, Kev, we thought you were part. Kev, we thought you were down. Kev, this is huge, huge. You gotta go to jail. I can't help you. You gotta go. Kev, look what you did. Come on now. But Mr. Trump, President.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A while back, we talked about liberalism and its dangers, and I gave specific examples. It's been a long time ago. And I want to talk about it today because we covered the California latest legislation signed into law by Jerry Brown that essentially said if you have HIV, you can pass it along, no big deal. And they say now that the antivirals and the drugs are so good, it's no longer a death sentence. Nobody cares. Okay. Whatever. And they don't even have to tell you if they donate blood that they have HIV. Now, I don't know how they tested, but I will tell you this. If I'm hurt in California, put me on what do they call those, medevacs? Medevac me over to a surrounding state. I don't want blood in California.
Oh, Kevin, you're a homophobic.
No, I'm not. I'm an HIV-phobic. I don't want your blood. Unless you test for HIV and you can tell me with certain, there are people that store, and during the whole thing, they would store their own blood. You can only store your blood for so long. You can't store it. You know, it's not like it keeps forever. So there are people that go and store their own blood. They're like, if I get in a wreck, no, sorry, you better, don't use nobody else's blood. So I don't blame them. That doesn't make you homophobic. That makes you smart. But I couldn't believe they passed that law. And then, yeah, and we'll talk about this another time, but they passed a law that you got to talk with certain pronouns or you could go to jail. We'll talk about that stuff. This is crazy California. Liberalism, folks, is dangerous to your health. Look at the Weinstein story and tell me liberalism's not dangerous. The most powerful liberals in the country surrounding this guy. Media. Everybody knowing what he's doing and turning a blind eye. Why? Because he makes good films. He seems like he gives money to our charities. He gives money to all these liberal causes. He's got to be a good guy. Let me tell you something, folks. Liberals hide behind their good deeds. They don't do them because they want to do good deeds. They do them so that they can be allowed to do all the nonsense that they really want to do. That's why they do it. Yeah, I mean, just I'm not letting you in on anything you don't already know, I would think. Liberalism is dangerous. One of the talking points that was used to pass Obama's health care bill was the number 45,000. The number of Americans who supposedly die each year due to a lack of health insurance. But far more people are killed each year, folks, by liberals. I guarantee you. Blood flows on the highways every year because of liberals and some of the things that they did, and they completely dismiss it. In 1975, Congress decided to take action to the 1973 oil embargo by enacting what they call the Corporate Average Fuel Economy Program. It's called CAFE. And the goal of the program was to lower our dependence on foreign oil. And because I don't know if you guys were, you know, some of you were, many of you were. I remember waiting in these gas lines with my grandparents. It was silly. We'd wait there and creep up a little bit here and there. Everybody turn their engines off because you want to waste gas. You fill up, and everybody didn't get to fill up. I'll never forget it. So they didn't like that feeling, so we passed the CAFE standards, and it worked. Because thousands of motorists have had their need for foreign oil reduced because of the legislation, because they're dead. See, a 1999 USA Today analyst took a note of the data and estimated from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and Institute for Highway Safety. And then he found that in the years since the CAFE standards were mandated under the Energy Policy and Conservation Act of 1975, about 46,000 people have died in crashes that could have survived if they had been traveling in a bigger, heavier car. That's it. Liberals want us to believe that 45,000 people dying from a lack of health insurance is enough reason to enact a massive health care reform. But at the same time, they refuse to consider lowering the CAFE standard because they want to make them stricter, in fact, and that's going to result in more debts. I don't know if you've seen these smart cars. They're pretty small. Now, when I was in Paris, and I knew this already, but you go there, and these cars are little. Now, they have some luxury cars, but most of the cars are postage stamp cars. They're to get you to and from the post office or to and from, you know, a restaurant or some district. These cars, if they're 10 feet long, how long are these cars? They got to be 7 feet, 8 feet long. They're so tiny. You've seen them. If that car rams into the back of somebody, you're dead. If somebody rams you in the back, you're dead. It's nothing. Look, I'm not going to belabor the point. You get what I'm saying. We used to have these big old deuces and the quarters. Down in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with my gangster lean. You know, big old Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs. And you didn't get hurt. Now, look, I'm not saying don't go make some strides and take weight out of the car. I think that's the evolution of everything, right? We've made TVs small enough to carry. A 56-inch TV, enough to be put up on your 60-inch, put up on your wall for a home theater. Heck, you can practically fold that thing up and stick it in your pocket. I mean, we've done it. 50 pounds a TV weighs now. Man, I remember carrying I bought a big Sony one time. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. That TV must have weighed 300 pounds. It took three dudes to get that TV. And I remember we got to the second floor, and my friends were like, dude, we got to go another floor? It's like, yep. Anyway, thousands of people killed because of CAFE standards. 2,000 people die a year, estimate, because of CAFE standards. And liberals don't concern themselves at all. They're justifiable deaths because it's all to save the planet from the ravages of global climate insanity, right? I talked the other day when we were talking about this HIV thing that leftists, they are the reason that a million people died of AIDS versus, I don't know, a few hundred thousand. They're the reason. And I gave you the numbers. In 1983, there were 1,500 cases of AIDS diagnosed in America, but the rate of infection was doubling every month. And the gay rights community started this campaign of intimidation. They didn't want you to label AIDS as sexually transmitted because it was only being given out by guys. Guys were getting it. Gay guys. So they said, don't do that. And they started a whole program around it. Sex doesn't cause AIDS. A virus does. And so suddenly, the marketing of AIDS was that, no, it's not them. It's not their lifestyle. So gay bathhouses continue to operate. Men were having unprotected sex with up to 10 men a night. Liberals were concerned about the political backlash of these facts. It was easier to blame Ronald Reagan for committing genocide against gay people by not funding AIDS research than it was to close the bathhouses. Than it was to say to young gay men, look, you're the reason this is spreading. You gotta stop. It was too politically incorrect for them to talk about what was really going on in their community, so they chose to sacrifice over 1 million men. And now we lose, what, 14,000, 15,000 people a year to AIDS, a disease we knew nothing about years ago. I mean, in terms of it wasn't like mainstream. How many lives could they have saved? What about black-on-black liberalism? So 70% of kids born to blacks are illegitimate. It wasn't always like this, though. In 1880, Philadelphia, 75% of black families had two parents. New York, circa 1925, illegitimacy rate among blacks, 15%. By 1940, the rate was still only 19%. And when liberals took action in the 1960s, the illegitimacy rate was 22%. But this intervention had dire consequences in the black community. The lack of a father has a profound effect on a child. And Glenn Sachs said this, you're five times more important in predicting teen use, drug use, than any other sociological factor, including income and race. Having a father. But today, black males make up almost half the prison population. Of all the murders in 2007, 43% were black. Close to 93% of the time, blacks kill other blacks. But they don't want to take credit for this. 40 years of lies have done what 400 years of slavery couldn't do. Destroyed the black family. Thomas Sowell said it. The black family, which survived slavery, discrimination, poverty, wars, depression, began to come apart as the federal government began programs to help. How many blacks have died because of lack of fathers in their children's lives? Huh? Thousands, I guarantee.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. There are some stories you get that are just hysterical. And I have one of those stories. And it has to do with this black dude who's being interviewed by a reporter. And it's a Fox News, a local Fox News reporter. And you got to hear this dialogue, because you can see this guy has no clue where to go. He's a white guy interviewing a black dude at a rally of some sort. It's like a anti, you know, whatever, pro Black Lives Matter. You'll see. Just listen to the clip, and then we'll dissect the clip.
Tell me what you want to talk about. You're talking to Philadelphia right now.
Hey, what up, Philly? I don't got no family out there, but I love y'all black people. White people are hypocrites. They're barbaric. Okay?
Check your little white people. You really feel
no,
that?
No, I didn't. I said white lives don't matter. See, that's your white. What they call it?
Well, do you really...
Yellow journalism? You but really, this is lies.
Yes, it is.
This
do you
is
really
lie.
Think that white lives don't matter?
Of course. I'm not a liar like you. You just lied on me. On live TV. Is this really live?
This is black people.
So live TV, really black power. Black power, white lives do not matter.
You told
white lives don't matter.
Like, so you don't give a voice.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
Okay.
Why are you lying?
The white lives don't matter.
So guys,
so tell us just the scene around there. Is it peaceful?
White lives don't matter.
It is peaceful for the most part. Obviously, people are up here still upset.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow. I love it. If you like, if you think the audio is funny, you have to see this clip. Oh, my gosh. This dude is hysterical. It's like, you know, let's say I find the most stupid dude. Yo, yo, hey, you, come here. I'd like to interview. Yo, 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 hey, what's up, Philly? What's up with y'all? You know, it was one of those deals. And but the guy really... he gets them. So let's just dissect it for a bit, okay? Because this is what I was telling you guys. I said, these are the people that are out there. These are your run-of-the-mill, day-to-day, ordinary, a much bigger number than you think of black folks who believed like this guy. What's up, Philly? I don't have a whole lot of family out there, nothing, but I love all y'all black people. White people is hypocrites. And you're barbaric. That's what he said. He professes it. I want you just to stop for 1 minute, a second, flip it, and ask yourself, they bid some old homeboy, some white dude, you know, and we'll make him country for this, okay? And he's like, I tell you what, I ain't got no people up there in Philly, nothing, but I tell you what, I love all the white people up there. What's up, white people? Good for y'all. Yeah. And he goes, but black people, y'all are hypocrites and you're barbarians. And I would love to see how that one played. What would he be? Look, do I have to go there with you? Okay. Here, take my hand. I'm going to take you there. He would be called a racist. He'd be called Aryan Nation, Hitler, not neo-Nazi, whatever. But this black dude says it. And he says it knowing he's getting cred. There are white people out there going, dude, they won't even let him speak. He called the guy a liar. He's already putting words in his mouth, man. Listen, the guy's just saying what he believes. He hates white people, and white lives don't matter because white people are barbaric and you're hypocrites. Yeah, said the white dude. And the guy's like, you said kill the black people. He's like, I didn't say it. I ain't say that. Because he didn't. He hadn't said that. He said white lives don't matter. Now, you can extrapolate that into a lot of things. Kill white? I don't know. I don't care. What he's saying is, I said, I don't care about your life. The only people I care about are black. These are the people that I call ethnocentric black racist. By the way, you can be an ethnocentric racist. Of all ethnicities. So, for example, I have friends. Oh, my gosh. You go to their house. We usually go over there during the holidays. And they're Puerto Rican. And holy cow. Before you even hit the door, you know, you about to into Puerto Rico, baby. Come here, papi. I mean, it is like Puerto Rico Central. You become an honorary Boricua. And the next thing you know, man, you don't even know how to dance salsa, and you're dancing it. You're like, you're rolling your R's. You feel like Carmen Sandiego up in that bad boy. No Mexican music, no Spanish music. Puerto Rican, they got, you know, Tito Fuentes and whatever. I don't know if that's Puerto Rican. I think he's Puerto Rican. But it's all Puerto Ricans. That's all I can tell you. And they know all the songs and all the words to all the songs. And everything that you do is an homage to Puerto Rico. If you bring salsa, you know salsa tastes better if you have it in San Juan. You know, it's like, oh, God. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan of Puerto Rican food. They wrap it in these banana leaves or whatever. I'm not a fan of it. And they're like, Kevin, this is authentic Puerto Rican food, my friend. But and I'm like, I don't like it. You don't like costacayo? No, I don't. I don't like it. It tastes nasty. It's like a main food for us. Well, enjoy. It's just more for you. I'm just going to sit here with my salsa. It's so over the top. It's over the top. And if somebody did something, there's a Puerto Rican to do it better. I'm just saying. Look, I get it. Now, they're not so bad where, you know, you're like over there and they're like, Kevin, black people don't got no place here. You know, it's not like that. It isn't like this guy who says white lives don't matter. No, it's not that. But it's not close to that. I'm not even going to go there. But and it's fun to watch. I'm happy that there's a part of me that goes, you know what? I'm so happy they're so happy to be Puerto Rican. Somebody's got to be. But at the cost of other people, this fool, that's yellow journalism. You tell me I want to kill white folks. No, he's alluding to the idea that if you don't care about other lives, then you probably don't care if they live or die. Guy says white lives don't matter. Black power. The whole time the guy's on, black power, black power. Yeah, black power. White lives don't matter. He keeps saying, white lives don't matter. You hear him in the background. And what's fun, so here's what's going on with this video. So the people at the control room can sense that this has gone sideways. I mean, this is not a good interview. So they keep, Bill, why don't you ask him? So Bill, well, I tell you what. So finally, the man anchor gets a word in. He says, I tell you, Bill, is it peaceful there? And the look that this guy gives, I swear, it's so priceless. He's like, it's peaceful. There are people who want to hurt me and everything because I am white. He doesn't say that, but he might as well. He is like this close. Fingers are close together. He's this close to thinking something could get set off here, and these people do not care about my color in a good way. That's what he's thinking. It is peaceful because he doesn't want to tell you the truth. What he should have said is, you know, right now, you know, things are okay. But I got to tell you, this is a volatile situation. You just heard this young man who doesn't seem to care about any other lives except black lives. So I don't think they care that I'm here in an official capacity or anything. And now he considers me a liar, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just telling you, these types of things are so funny to me, and they validate what I've been saying, what I said on TV. Black people are taught to be racist. So recently, and I'm trying to figure out, I haven't looked at the story, but I saw the headline. The rapper Nelly has been accused of raping a woman on a tour bus. I don't know whether the lady said, yeah, I'll ride with you guys to the next stop. But she gets on and apparently accuses Nelly of rape. And I'm not surprised by it. I know a lot about Nelly being from St. Louis. He invited friends of mine to come down to his basement to his stripper pole, and they weren't strippers. So that'll give you an idea. I mean, that was his rap to get them to come over. But long story short, there are people that responded to the allegations of Nelly raping this woman, who I believe is white. And they said something along the lines of, it's impossible for Nelly to be raping his oppressor. Something like that. There are people saying that it's a black man can't rape a white woman because, you know, it would be like getting even with your oppressor. Something along those lines. And I was thinking to myself, whoever thinks with that logic is a barbarian. That's just silly. Like this idea that black people can't be powerful, can't be racist because we don't have power. I gotta leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.